parish to another parish. And I want to give you my own understanding as regards the reading today. The reading tells us that God is angry with anyone whose life is centered around vanity, qualities. Take for instance, Father Olympia has been in the States for the last 2 months and few weeks. I've been going volunteering in various parishes. Sometimes when I go, somebody gives me $1, $5, $10. Oh, you can have this for your coffee. Oh, you can have this for your lunch. And then after I sum up my trip in the States, I realize I have about $1,000. And then I started playing in my small room in McDonald's. I was little perpetual help pack. When I go home, I'm going to live like a king in Liberia. I want to buy a nice mattress. A mattress or a bed where I'll relax. I'll buy some fine clothes to wear. I will buy some shoes for the States or sneakers. And I will take it along and I will enjoy life fabulously. Do you think the Lord is going to be happy with a priest who is thinking in that direction? No. Do you think the Lord is going to be happy with someone like what we are seeing in the gospel of the day, having been blessed by God with a rich harvest, and now inviting God in his plan, you think God will be happy with him? No. You think God is going to be happy with people who have been giving so much, and then in return, they also gave very little back to the community? When we are planning, because imagine the whole world belongs to God, and God has invited each and every one of us and has given us a portion of it, because he's a generous God. So God expects us to also communicate that generosity in the world. And so if I went back to Liberia, my plan would be having $1,000 as a gift from the community of Youngstown. I must think about paying a child's school fees. I must think about helping an elderly person who needs medical attention in my parish community. I must be able to help someone who has a leaking roof. And now in Liberia, it's the rainy season time, and the roof is leaking, and that old person doesn't have the means to refix the roof. And so I must be thinking in that direction. And if I start to think in that direction, and my plans is put into action, God come in my plan, and I'm blessed, and you are blessed. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your heart. Let us surrender ourselves to the Spirit of the Lord. Let the Spirit of the Lord take care of our planning. Let God be in our planning. Because when God is present in our planning, our choice and decisions are valuable. And they are made for the common good of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.